at the very end of Shir yesterday, I began to talk about the Rambam. I just want to flesh that just a bit, just to bring out the point stronger. Okay, so we saw the Shita Sarif was that halacha ki b'shamay, bein b'sukkah k'tana bein b'sukkah g'dola. B'sukkah k'tana d'hainu, a sukkah that is not zayin al zayin, it's only vav al vav tachim, it's only rosh of a rubo that it can contain, and not shulchan al. Beis would say that rosh of rubo suffices, vav al vav is enough. And halacha, and that is what our Gemara is saying for sure, that we hold that you need zayin al zayin, mafzekes. The halacha says the riff is also like Beis Shammai b'sukkah gedola, which is also part of the machlokas. The Gemara says achsui mechseva, there's a double machlokas. And there, the issue has to do with a gzeira that Beis Shammai made, if the shulchan is out of the sukkah, Hashem yimashich. What is the reason for Beis Shammai by sukkah k'tana? So Abaye says later, in Zayin on the Beis, because he holds Giras Keva b'imam. Says the riff, but from our sugya would emerge that it's not shot like Abaye, but the reason why by sukkah k'tana Beis Shammai says you need to have zayin al zayin tfachim, roshu b'shulchano, is for the same reason that Beis Shammai was gozer by sukkah gedola. In other words, the gzeira was shema yimashech. Either it's no shulchan now, shema yavi shulchan, says Rabban yimashech. It's all one gzeira. It's a gzeira in both cases. Maybe there's a rehusa to tell me that he makes the gzeira not only by sukkah k'tana, even by sukkah gedola, and Beis Hillel doesn't make the gzeira by sukkah k'tana, but the machlokes is all about whether to make a gzeira or not, and therefore halacha ke Beis Shammai b'tavayu, because it's chad taimin. Ad kan shita sarif. Meidach, many rishonim disagree with the riff on different grounds. They assume, and Tosis already says this as well, whether he remains in the end like this or not is a question, but Tosis already tells us that it could be all the Gemara means to Paskin like Beis Shammai is only the sukkah k'tana, again, the hainu, that you need to have a shir zayin al zayin fachin. If you don't have the shir that contains shulchano, then it's puzzle. That's the halacha like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. But with regard to sukkah gedola, where Beis Shammai makes a gzeira, we don't make the gzeira, and it's kasher. B'chatchila, you can eat in a sukkah, the shulchan is b'chutz. Why do we hold Beis Shammai Beis Sukkah K'tana? So the Pashtus of the Kibbeger assumes, because Tosis is of the opinion, like we saw at Balmor and the Ran say, that the Yisod of Beis Shammai Beis Sukkah K'tana is not because of Hashem Yimashech. Because, as Abai says, that is considered a keva, requires some kind of a keva. Even if we hold Diras Arai, but we also require at least a Diras Arai, says the Ran, if it's not going to have the Shir of Shulchan, it's not even a Diras Arai. Or the way the Balmor says that you have to have some element of keva, even the Odir Sarai, and that's the issue that we hold Beis Shammai about. As far as the other machlokas regarding sukkah gedola, that Beis Shammai makes a gzeira, we never had such a gzeira, we never accepted such a gzeira. That could be what Tosis is saying as well. Or it could be that even if the reason is because of a gzeira by sukkah k'tana, but maybe the gzeira is more likely by sukkah k'tana, where you couldn't get the shulchan into you for the sukkah, so then we make a gzeira by sukkah gedola, maybe we don't make a gzeira. So then it comes out, we only hold Beis Shammai by sukkah k'tanish. When you get to the Rambam, so you first see the Rambam, and it sounds like the Rina Manoach, which is really, he's a Rishon. I mean, he assumes that the Rambam is the Rif, straightforward. The Rif holds, halacha ki Beis Shammai b'tarvayu, and he quotes the Rif, thinks based on what the Rif says, that the reason for Beis Shammai is because of the Gzeira. The Gzeira is said by a sukkah gedola, the Gzeira is said by a sukkah k'tana, dahainu, if it's not mafzik. Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, there's a gzeira that you're going to go outside to the shulchan. Because you can't have the shulchan in here, so you're going to go outside to the shulchan. Why does that understanding of the Rambam create a problem? Let's try to spell out a number of things. Why would we want to say this in the Rambam? Because the Rambam in Halacha, Parperek Vav Halacha Ches, says the halacha, it starts by the case of shulchan b'toch beis or chutz l'sukkah. Hareza asur ki ilu acha b'sukkah at shiyah shulchan b'toch ha'sukkah. That's gzeira of Shem Yimashech. But then he says ki ilu acha b'sukkah, Shem Yimashech. And he ends v'afigu b'sukkah gedol. So chora, until he says those words, v'afigu b'sukkah gedol, what's he discussing? Sukkah k'tan. So what's the sukkah k'tana that we have in this Gemara, in this discussion of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Sukkah k'tana means a sukkah that doesn't contain zayin al zayin. So the Rambam is saying, in effect, that in a case where it doesn't contain zayin al zayin, There's a Xer Shema Yimashem. And you might think by Sukkah Gedolah, where it does have Zayin al Zayin, so you could have had the Shulchan in, so you would make a Xer, no, they make a Xer there as well. But meanwhile, the reason why, if the Sukkah does not contain the Shulchan, it's Ki'ilu lo achal, it's not a good Yeshiva Sukkah, it's not a good Sukkah, is why? Because Xer Shema Yimashem. Yeah, that's the way to read the Rambam. Number of things. So why didn't the Rambam speak in terms of machzekes, the ein machzekes? The way the Gemara presents the issue, there's chesui machzre in the Mishnah. There's a machokes of machzekes, the ein machzekes. The Shammai holds after machzekes shulchano as well. That's in terms of the chefs of the sukkah. And then there's the Mishahaya, which is showing me that we're dealing with the issue of the Gzeira. You want to talk about why has to be Machzekes? Because of Shemi Yimashech. But the Ram didn't speak about Machzekes. The Ram speaks about Mishahaya. So right away, it's not the way the Gemara seems to say. Why didn't Rambam parallel the Gemara? But even stronger than this, the Rambam earlier in Perek Dalet talks about the Shir Sukkah. He talks about how it can't be less than a Sar Tvachim height, can't be higher than a Esrim Amma. And then together with that, he says, Urechava ein pachos mishivat tvachim ha-shivat tvachim. He puts the halacha of shivat tvachim ha-shivat tvachim together with the din of that it can't be higher than 20 and it can't be less than 10 tvachim. Now, the way that you went to learn the Rambam, it would be that the Rambam would hold it Meikra din midaraisa with the Shir Sukkah, Rochav, Vavavav. So now it has to be Zayin al Zayin. The Rambam puts that halacha together with the other dinim, which are d'oraisa. Chere, it sounds like we're talking about din d'oraisa. Right? Puts it together with the other halachas. Furthermore, the Rambam doesn't say a word about Shema Yimashech in Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet is when he starts talking about Sukkah. Perek Gimel is Hilchos Shofar, starts Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet. This is the construction of the sukkah. The Rambam doesn't tell me anything about Shema Yimashech. And if the Shema Yimashech of Perek Vav is to define that this is why it has to be the Shir Zayin al Zayin, so why isn't Perek Vav? In Perek Vav, we're talking about Yeshiva Sukkah. So suddenly in Perek Vav, he's reminding us that it has to be a Shir Zayin al Zayin because of Shema Yimashech. And then he says, I feel B'sukkah Gedola. Doesn't seem to latch on so well. The Rambam talked about the Shir's Zayin al Zayin without saying a word about Shema Yimashech earlier. Even more than this. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis, you have it at the beginning of in the Gemara Brachas, you'll see in the Rambam's Perish HaMishnayis, says something very important. A lot of Yesodas in the Rambam's Perish HaMishnayis. Hadamma LePerish HaMishnah talks about Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat, how a Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Moshe the Torah. And he gives you a muscle of a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Moshe, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu. What muscle does he give? The muscle of Sukkah. Says the Rambam, Hinei Lecha muscle. Okay? Toward the beginning of the Hagdama L'Pirsha Mishnah L'Rambam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar L'Moshe. See, the Rambam bases his whole Mishnah Torah on Sefer Mitzvah. Sefer Mitzvah is based on Sukkim and Chumash. So the Rambam understood this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Torah. Here's the Pasuk, and here's the Perish of the Pasuk. That's how the Rambam envisioned the Lima to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he picks Mitzvah Sukkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Moshe, Asukos Teish V'Shivas Yomim, Acha Kein Hodiah, Shasukah zos chova alas chorim lo alon ekevos. So then it's a mitzvah. Whose obligation is it? Males are chayiv, women are pater. V'sheina cholim chayavim ba. Who's pater? Who else is pater? Cholim. V'lo olchei derech. They're also pater. V'shelo yeschacha elo b'tzemach ha'aretz. What's kashav eschach? Gidula min ha'aretz. V'lo yisachena b'tzemach v'lo b'meshi v'lo b'keilim. Afilu me'ah she'tismach ha'aretz. If it's mekabel tumah, it's not good for schach. Kigon eschach was v'akorim v'abgadim. V'hodiyah Shachila bashtia bashena ba kula chova. The chova is to eat, to drink, and to sleep. Vishalo yia pachos mishiva tfachim orech al shiva tfachim rochav. You hear that? Say it again. Vishalo yia bachalala in it. What's contained in it? Pachos mishiva tfachim orech al shiva tfachim rochav. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Wow, that you should bold. Those words should be in bold, right? The Shiva al Shiva is part of a Kishbrochu told Moshe. Vishalo ye go basukah, pachas me esrim tvachim. Asar tvachim. Because Sheba hanavi of a shalom, not nitna loa mitzvah, zos u perusha, bechena shesh meos u shosh esri mitzvah heim u perusha. Ha mitzvah bechsa, ba perusha al peh. It goes on. No, so the first in the Rambam, it goes on. The first in the Rambam. The sheer Zayin Tfachim, Zayin Tfachim is Midrash. So how can you say that the Rambam holds like the myth in that regard, that the sheer is Rav Alva Midrash and the Chachamim in Exer Shem Yimashik? So Mamish, we can't let the Rambam that. Mefurish the Pirshah Mishnah. So what is the Pshat? But Lamaisa, if the Rambam told us in Perek Dalet that a sukkah has to be a certain Shir. And part of the definition of sukkah is not more than 20 amos high, not less than 10 tefachim high, and it has to be zayin tefachim, zayin tefachim. So when the Ram continues in Perek Vav with the yeshiva sukkah, so now anyone has to remind themselves, oh, maybe we're talking about a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high? No, it's not a sukkah. Ram told you already what's kosher is a sukkah. So when we're talking about Perek Vav, yeshiva sukkah, we are already discussing the sukkah that the Rambam already gave us the dimensions about as far as what's a sukkah k'sher. So the Rambam already said, and we've seen Pirshah Mishnah, that this is the halacha, zayin tfachim azayin tfachim. Why is that true? I'm telling you, Mestama, what's the pshat? Because that's the din of dira, diras keva, say whatever way you want. Dira, that's the halacha. So to be a diras keva, we hold like Beis Shammai, it has to be zayin tfachim azayin tfachim. It has to contain shulchanah. That's already established. The Ram talks about this halacha of Mishahaya. He can't be talking about a case of a sukkah katana in the sense that it's not Zayin al Zayin. We already know a sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. The Ram told us that Perek Dalet, and that's Midaraisa. So then you have to understand what's the Ram feel with sukkah gedola. So I think it's a davar pashut. The sukkah gedola and sukkah, quote unquote, this is sukkah katana in the Rambam, does not mean the sukkah katana, sukkah gedola of the later part of Gimel Med Aleph, when the Gemara says, "Betarti pligi, pligi besuka ketana, pligi besuka gedola." When you find those words in the Gemara, so suka ketana means that it's not machzekas shulchana, vav al vav. Suka gedola means that it's machzek shulchana. That's clear in the Gemara on Gimel Med Aleph toward the bottom. But there's earlier reference in the same Amud, on both sides, to the word suka ketana. Where? On the top of the Amud. The top of the Amud. Right? Very top of the Amud. The Gemara, based on base, the Gemara had a kash of the story of Hilni Amalka. Bishlam no amada b'shin v'z magiyas l'schach machokes. The machokes in the Mishnah is in v'z magiyas d'arka shal malka l'esh b'sukka sh'in v'z magiyas l'schach. That's where there's a machokes. That's where Yehuda brought a raya to his shita from the story of Hilni Amalka. Because the derech is that the avir, that the sukkah with avir. Elamanda Amar, top of giving out the first line, Elamanda Amar what? The Sukkatana Machokes. What does it mean, the Arnigma, Sukkatana Machokes? Vava Vava Zayin al Zayin. Or Dawid Amas as it may be. In other words, the Machokes is when it's the minimum sheer Heksha Sukkah. No. So you see in the very same moment in the Gemara, the word Sukkatana can mean not less than Zayin al Zayin, it means the minimum sheer Sukkah. If the Mim Shir Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, that's the Sukkah Ketana that the Ram can be referring to. I think it's even Mefurish in the Rambam in Perek Hay, when he says, you know, when I say Sukkah Ketana, to find the Lashon of the Rambam there. Yeah, Helcha Tezvav, Hey Tezvav in the Rambam, Perek Hay. The Ezo hi Sukkah Ketana, Kosha Ein Ba'el Shivat Tfachim, Ha Shivat Tfachim. Ugedola, Koshi Yishar, but Yeser, Aschach, Apostle, Shevet. But the Rambam says, Sukkot Tana is Shevet Fachim, Shevet Fachim. So when the Rambam says now in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, a few with Sukkot Gedola, doesn't mean that until now he's talking about a Sukkot that was less than Zayin HaZayin. Couldn't be. Zayin HaZayin is the minimum Shevet Sukkot. That's a Sukkot Tana, like the top of Gemara Aleph. What does the Rambam mean to add the following? We're talking about the entire halacha here is about the gzeira of Shemi Yimashich by a sukkah that has Hechsher sukkah. Could the shulchan have gone into the sukkah? Of course, even in the beginning of the halacha. But if it would have, in the beginning of the halacha, we're talking about a shulchan that would have gotten into the sukkah just barely. Because if it's Zayin al Zayin, it means there's enough room exactly for Rosh Ruba Shulchan. That's it. And that's already a problem. It's not a yeshiva sukkah. It's ki'ilach ha'chutz l'sukkah. Because of what? Shema Yimashik. And that's the sukkah k'tan that the Rambam is discussing until the end of the halach. Why does the Rambam come in with saying b'afil b'sukkah gedola? But we talk about a sukkah that's much bigger than Zayin al-Zayin. When the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, the minimum shear is ain't pachas mishivat tefachim shivatom. He says the yeshlo lo hosip berachba fil kamamilin. So the Rambam wants you to understand this that I'm making gzeira shema yimashich is not just in a sukkah that just barely could fit the shulchan. If it barely fits the shulchan, then I understand that you might just go outside. It's a little more comfortable to be outside than to be stuffed in here with your shulchan and exactly the bare minimum shear sukkah. Suppose the sukkah is very big, much bigger than Zayin Fahm, Zayin Fahm. So the shulchan has to be outside. But you're comfortable in the sukkah right now. So then maybe you should not make a gzeira. Maybe there you could even have your shulchan in the sukkah and still have plenty of room. So the Rambam just giving you his own take that you should know this gzeira, lo shna, the exact shir Zayin al Zayin that we make a gzeira shami mashech, or if it's far bigger than that, we always make Shemi Yimashek. But the Rambam never was talking about the issue of Machzekes. It comes out, is the Rambam like the Riff or is he not like the Riff? Yes and no. How is he like the Riff? In Pesach. He paskins like Rish Shammai that you need the shear to be Rosh Hu v'Shulchano. And he paskins like Rish Shammai that we make a Gzeira Shemi Yimashek if Shulchano is out of the Sukkah. But for the Rif, the reason that we pass Nebi Shammai in both cases is because the Rif puts it, Chad Taima Ninu. Because the reason for why you need Zayin al-Zayin for the Shir Sukkah is because of Shemi Yimashich. And that's why the Rif feels that we should pass Nebi Shammai in everything, because the Gzeira is the reason for Shammai in both situations. And that's why we pass Nebi Shammai. The Rambam passes like Nebi Shammai in both Machokesin, even though they're totally different issues. The issue of Machzekes is halachic in Shammai because we need this level keva that allows for a shulchan or the space for shulchan. That's one psak like Bish Shammai. There's another halacha that Bish Shammai argues and Bishil about. It's the case of a sukkah that's the shir zayin al zayin or bigger, and shulchan or bachutz. And Bish Shammai says you can't be yotzei yeshiva sukkah because Hashem imashech, and that's what the Rambam is passing also like Bish Shammai. Okay, now the only loose end is but why if the two different machokis, and why would the Rambam feel to pass like Bish Shammai in both cases? The best I can think, what do you think, Nachum? The Maisa, the Gemara says that they're both put together in the same Mishnah. I'll say a little better. You say you think it's still a Dochik, right? Together. Maybe I'll make it a little bit better. Not terribly better, but a little bit better. The Lashon HaGemara here, look at the Lashon HaGemara. La'olam b'tarki pligi. Pligi b'sukkah k'tana, pligi b'sukkah gedola. The chesur mechser. You have to put something into the words of the Mishnah. V'hachi katani. Now, let's read in the Gemara here. Mi shah yarosho b'rubo b'sukkah, v'shulchano b'toch habayis. Right, the case of a sukkah gedola. Beis shamei omim lo yatsa. So the first machlokes is spelled out, the case and the respective shitas of both Bisham and Silo are directly speaking about that case. Continues the Mishnah, as the Gemara has it. V'she'ena machzekes el g'dei rosh v'shavu b'bilvad v'shamei posin v'sil machshi. So the way the Gemara presents the two machlokesin, there happened to be side by side, one after the other, the case, the Shita Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in case one, in first machlokes, and then the second machlokes, second case, in the machzekes, and then the Psak of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's the way the Gemara reads. Look at the Rach. Look at the Rach on the side of the Gemara. The Taritzna, the Tarti Pligi. Tell me if you notice a difference in the Girsas HaRach in the Gemara. Take a look. Look at the Rach on the side. Vigdola Uktan. V'chesuri Machsira V'hachi Katani. Mi Shahaya Rosho V'rubo B'sukkah V'shulchano B'bais. O She'ena Machzekes Rosho V'rubo B'shulchano. Beis Shammai poskin be so machshir. What does the Rach have in his gear so different than our Gemara? The two cases are put one after the other, and the verdict is declared on both cases. Now, even though the Lashon poskin machshirin is more appropriate, more apt for which case, for the case of Eina Machzekes, but Mistama, because the cases are put together, so Agav. No, so Mistama, once you can justify the Lashon post machshirin on the case of Eina Machzekes, so therefore it's self-understood. So you have to sort of translate into that in the first case it's Yatsa lo Yatsa. But since the cases are bunched together, so it uses the Lashon post machshirin. But notice there was no separate hisyachsos, no separate relation of Beis Shammai so to the first case. Beis Shammai's words postrin were speaking about both cases. No, the Rambam had the Girsa Sarach, which is not so far-fetched to assume. So then, the Rambam felt, even though the Machokis in each case is dependent on a different issue than the other case, but since the Shammai spoke about both cases together, so Mistama he had, the is like, and the Gemar Paschal like Beis Shammai, so Mistama, the Beis Shammai, in what he was speaking about, he's speaking about both. So the Rambam didn't separate. Maybe the Rif, who said Chataima Ninu, had to do that because the Rif would be Gores. We could double check, but maybe. Double check for sure. He was Gores like Al Girsa. That there was, maybe check quickly if you tell me if you see it there. He was Gores. Yes, Taka works out. Comes out that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel spoke about the first case and the second case. So Beis Shammai spoke about each case independently and was recorded that way. So why should you assume Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? But the Rambam's Girsa was the Rach, and therefore there was never separate comment of Lo Yatsa Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is poslin, and he said poslin, and he was speaking about both cases together, grouped together. So the Rambam felt, even though it's a different machlokes, but Halacha Beis Shammai in what they were speaking about. Comes out, if we're correct in the Rambam paskins like the Rif v'lav mitameh. The Rambam does end up holding Halacha Beis Shammai, but not for the same reason as the Rif. That's seemingly what would emerge from the Rambam. Again, it stems from Yinei Uveif and the other Rambams. Yeah.
Is this the same thing the Bahamas was saying in the Rif that we saw earlier, or is it somewhat different? The Bahamas says at the end of Dibur Maska Oshir's person named Rabbeinu, he said,
No, that Ramban, I know, yes, that Ramban discussing the possibility of making a distinction between when we make the Gzeira. In other words, even if we'll assume that the reason for Beis Shammai by Sukkah Tana, that's not Mafsik Shulchano, is because of Shemi Yimashe, but maybe I won't make the Gzeira, Shemi, I won't hold like Beis Shammai, that I make the Gzeira in that case, where it's more likely that you're going to go out to the Shulchan, since you can't bring the Shulchan in. But in the case of a Sukkah Gedola, where you could just as well bring the Shulchan in, maybe there we will make Shemayim Mashiach. Says the Ramban in that paragraph that you're reading, that from the perspective of a Lodiacha Kocho of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Mishnah tells me that the Gzeira is made for Beis Shammai in both cases and Beis Hillel in either case. But for us to suddenly be Machriya on our own based on that distinction, since Beis Shammai, no one did that, no one made that distinction. I think that's what he's getting at. But we're saying something else. Even if you say Pshat and Beis Shammai, that the reason why we need Malzekis is because of Keva. But it could be the Rambam felt that we should still pass from Beis Shammai both again.
Can I just ask two things?
You can ask three things.
Thing number one is, wouldn't it be easier to say that the Rambam is holding its both? It's both that you need a deer coming to the right level, and that's the reason for Beis Shammai. To make it a little bit more palatable in the Lashon HaRambam.
So what do you need? You need Deres Keva. I'm correct. I'm saying you need Deres Keva for whatever reason. If it's Shammai, because we hold you need Deres Keva, for Deres of whatever kind. So whatever reason, whatever the Rishon said, but it's not based on...
You can't say both reasons, both Keva and Shammai.
I mean, the Rambam said that it's Me'ikar HaDin, it's Deres. So with Shammai Mashiach...
Maybe Shammai also agreed in Svara.
Shammai Mashiach comes down to Din Rabbana.
But also... By Sukkah Gedola, like the way we said in Tosfos, Sukkah Gedola, Tosfos held that the way we learn, the way Tosfos learns, in fact, you know, even it's also talking about Shammai Mashiach, which is that we're going to pass the place Hillel, according to Tosfos.
We weren't sure. And Tosfos, who separates the Psak, is it because he holds that the reason is really Shammai Mashiach, but we only go with Xavier in one case, or more likely Tosfos held it a totally different issue.
But according to the first way. So what's the machlokes by Sukkah Gedola between the Rambam and Tosfos? Because they're both holding that Sukkah Gedola is Shammai Mashiach.
That's not confusing. Tosfos, the issue of Sukkah Tango means less than Zayin HaZayin versus Zayin HaZayin or bigger. In the Rambam Sukkah Gedola, the Rambam is saying Sukkah Gedola means bigger than Zayin HaZayin versus where it's exactly Zayin HaZayin.
Great, so
as far as less than Zayin HaZayin, that's possibly the right.
So I'm talking about more than Zayin HaZayin. In the case of actually, like, whatever Tosfos would call Sukkah Gedola, more.
Yeah.
Right? So they're both agreeing that the others, they're both holding it's coming from Shammai Mashiach. Like, in the case of Shammai, whether it's Sukkah, okay,
What would Tosfos say about a case of where it's Zayin al Zayin but not Gedola? Meaning,
Zayin al Zayin is Gedola. That, you know, if you take the terms Kana Gedola, right? Again, the Gemara in the bottom of the Amud in the Shaka V'Tarya, it's Sukkah Tana. Sukkah Gedola means less than Zayin al Zayin versus Zayin al Zayin. For the Rambam's jargon, Sukkah Gedola, Sukkah Tana means the bare minimum shear of Zayin al Zayin. Gedola means anything bigger than that.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, for everyone else outside of the Rambam, are we just saying when we say Sukkah Gedola, that just means Zayin al Zayin is greater? And we would extend, and for those who want to say that that's Shammai Mashiach.
Yeah, I don't think anyone, no one else is really trying to start, you know, separating possibly between how big. Once it's Zayin al Zayin, then the only basis to distinguish is whether it's less than Zayin al Zayin, maybe there more reason to say Shammai Mashiach. And by Zayin al Zayin, bigger, less reason, and that's what we saw in the Rishonim so far. What I'm maybe saying in the Rambam is thinking that, well, Zayin al Zayin exactly, you know, is easier to hear Shammai Mashiach. Once you start getting bigger, so like, you know, you're happy in the sukkah, like, why would you go out to the shulchan? You bring the shulchan to you, it's plenty of room.
Why would the Rambam just say Gedola and then have a problem for Shammai Mashiach Gedola? Starting with Gedola?
The Rambam.
Why the Rambam? Like the Rambam? Meaning, like the Malachomer. I mean, to say, oh, it's a, meaning if you're going to say Gedola Shammai Mashiach, for sure, back then it's just more passionate. Why would maybe the Rambam holds like the Balamar in that regard, the Shammai Mashiach is not Shaykh, and the Shulchan couldn't, is not here and couldn't fit in. There's no Shulchan anyway, so maybe the whole Zayin Mashiach. And B'chol, what do you draw Ban anyway? If it's Deraisa, so forget about the Shammai Mashiach. I mean, my sister, it's in Deraisa.
So then you're in the middle ground between.
If you have it in the Raisa, then it's not about Shammai Mashiach. I mean, Shammai Mashiach is not adding anything. I mean, whether it be theoretically a possible Shammai Mashiach, it's a din Raisa. You need to have Shulchan, no, you have to have Makom for Shulchan. It's Keva. Yeah.
If the Rambam has the reasoning of, it's two timers, so it's completely two different in Yonim, does he have a little problem with Rav Avram going?
Maybe not. Maybe that's perfect. Rav Avram going is passing like Beis Shammai. Wait, the Gemara and Brachas? Tosfos deals with Gemara and Brachas. I mean, what's the problem? I'm going to pass him with Shammai. Unclear. Tosfos has to say at some point that he only meant in a Sukkah Tana less than Zayin al Zayin.
but we could just say that it was talking about, wouldn't both be two different halachot? Wouldn't it be seven?
It would be seven. You're saying it would be seven. Yeah. We asked someone else yesterday.
But yeah. This is three different reasons. Those moms, two different halachot.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, but it's one Mishnah. But yeah, someone asked yesterday. I remember them. Does it count as two or count as one? Yeah.
I don't have the wrong term, so I don't remember the exact question, but I think he said, like, if you sit with the table in front of the kiyuru or yosha the sukkah.
Yeah.
Right? So would that be almost like Tosfos saying that you're not in any kind of deraita?
You're asking a separate point. In terms of that issue of Tosis, what do you get? What would be your impression from the Lashon of Rambam when he says Ki'ilu lo'achal b'sukkah, the din of the Gzeir Rabban, of a large sukkah with the shulchan is bachutz? Harei also Ki'ilu lo'achal b'sukkah. You want to know? Does that mean that it's not even a kim d'oraisa? What would you say from the Lashon of Rambam?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Pashta is mashma that way. Sounds that way. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of related to this, but so what that means is that Gzeir Hashem Yimashech would mean Akilu on the Deraisa level.
It would impact the Kim Deraisa.
So I don't get so now by Sukhatana, where we said the Rambam clearly says in multiple places that it's a Deraisa halacha. So why does that put him in opposite camp to the Rif? Meaning the Rif also could very well say it's Gzeir Hashem Yimashech, and now you're not going to get Akilu on the Deraisa. Why does the Rambam mean Deraisa or not put him in opposite camp of the Rif?
I never say it's an opposite camp of the Rif. I said that the Pesach of the Rambam is like the Rif in Ladina, the Halacha Kibishama Bitarvayu, unlike, let's say, those Rishonim who say that no problem, you can eat in the Sukkah and the Shulchan be outside, you don't hold like Bishami, there's no Gzeira. The Rambam holds that we are Gozer. But the Rif felt that the reason that we pass in Bishama in both cases, because the reasoning of Bishama is identical in both cases. And we're saying for the Rambam, no, not that the reason is the same. The reason for the Tana holding Bishama is for the reason that he holds over there, because of Keva. And the reason over here that we hold Bish Shammai is for the reason Bish Shammai gave over here. Two separate reasons. We still hold like Bish Shammai in both. But he's in the same camp as Rifka Ladina, but not for the same reason. Yeah, Abraham.
Is there any indication whether or not it has to be eaten on the table or not?
Whether what?
Remember we were talking about...
The bir halacha or the sharasi, and if the table is...
Outside.
If you're eating a pizza or something in your hand,
right,
and there's nothing on the table, right. You want to be medayik and the rabbi, what do you think?
I just want to know if you think there's any...
Okay, I'm listening. You want to be medayik. What do we see in the sharasi and on that issue? You had a shayla about that, right? If the if there's nothing on the table, right? But the table is there outside the sukkah. It could be it's totally something. Let's talk. Maybe I'll speak after Mikiv Eger already now. Let's just speak. So let's put it out there and see what you think, how your reaction is. I want to start thinking about it to see if we're able to, but let's just speak after Mikiv Eger. It's an interesting Mikiv Eger. There's a lot to be mafalpul here. But Mikiv Eger wants to come up with an afkamina between the Rif and those who hold that the din of Zayin al Zayin with this Shammai is because of Keva. And here he wants to say the afkamina would be in an other direction. That for the Rif we would have a kula. Namely, what would happen if you have the Shulchan Sukkah Gedola? No, Sukkah Ktana, sorry. Sukkah Ktana, meaning it's not enough space in the Sukkah to contain the Shulchan. So where's the Shulchan? Out of the Sukkah. But where's the Shulchan? Let's say the Sukkah Tana is right next to a Sukkah Gedola. So the Shulchan is actually situated in a Kasher Sukkah. But the Sukkah Tana doesn't have Shir Zayin al Zayin. If you're going to follow the Shulchan, where are you going to be? In a Kasher Sukkah. The Sukkah you're physically in right now doesn't have the Shir that contains Shulchan. What would you say? So Mikiv Eger suggests that according to those who passel, if it's not Zayin al Zayin, it's not contained by Shulchan Medina, Midoraisa, because you need Keva. So the fact that Shulchan happens to be in a Kashrut Sukkah is irrelevant. This Sukkah, which is where you're eating, does not have the shear that Sukkah requires. So obviously you're not Yotzei mitzvah sukkah because it's not keva. Where the shulchan is irrelevant. Clearly, it would be no good. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, however, according to the Rif, that the only reason really midaraisa all that's needed is rosh over ruba, and that's what you, let's assume you have that, yeah, rosh over ruba. The only reason that you need the extra space for shulchano is because of shema yimashik. That's the reason for mishama even by the sukkah ketana case. Now, what would happen if you were yimashachach shulchano? You'd also find yourself in a kashrus sukkah. So the whole time for the gzeira doesn't apply. The meila, it should be kashrus. But zeh harif gekula betosus lechomer. The lariv yatsa, the lasherech lemikzah shem yimashich. The gam b'shulchanu betochet sukkah kshera. Well, tosus tzua, tosus he means because he assumed, as we mentioned before, he assumed that the reason tosus separates the psak is because tosus assumes that the din of b'shama is sukkah ketan is medina ben keva. So then it doesn't matter that the shulchan is in a kosher sukkah. The ma'aser the ketan is a dira srucha. It's a dira srucha. So first of all, there's a chiddush in Mekiv Eger that you should suddenly make it depend on the case. You could have said that once a chum made a gzeira, that Shemi Yimashich. So I have a case that Shemi Yimashich is not going to be a problem. But that's a low pull rabbanon. The chachamim, generally speaking, if the shulchan is b'chutz l'sukkah, so where is it? It's outdoors. It's not in a kashrus sukkah. So then the Shemi Yimashich. Well, good, I have a case where technically the shulchan is in a kashrus sukkah. In that case, the Yimashich is not going to lead to a problem. It could be that it's a low plug. Chum still, they said it's no good. If the shulchan, that's what they said. Shulchan is out of the sukkah. You're not yotzei. So mele, that's the takana. Kibega assumes not that way. He assumes that if the reason was shemi mashach, then if the reason doesn't apply, then it should be fine. Well, chayru, maybe there's room to start quibbling here in Kibega in different ways. Let's see if we can come up with something that we've seen. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, even if the chachamim said that you can't be yotze because of Shema Yimashich. But now that the Chacham said that, so maybe this becomes, not midrais, of course, midrabanan, this becomes the halach of the Shia Sukkah. This becomes the Shia Sukkah. The Shia Sukkah now, Zayin al Zayin, because of Shema Yimashich, the Chacham and Makin says, therefore they are koveya, that the Shia Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. It has to be that you have the possibility of being able to eat in the sukkah, kederach, with the shulchan. So you can say this in a few different ways. Umasa, we saw such a svara, the Ran mentions, the Tocha Dvar of the Ritva, maybe also, what does he say?
You can't burn.
He wanted to say in abayin. Maybe the keva of abayin means that you need such a sukkah that would not bring you possibly to shima shechach shulchan. So it could be, again, when the Chachamim made this Zera, so again, it's a Dindu Rabban, not saying Kevim and the Reis, the Chachamim wanted a Sukkah of such a nation that would not be the Shema Yimashich. Now it's not going to depend anymore on the situation. Because since B'derach Kral, a Shulchan that's Chutz L'Sukkah is Yimashich, Hacha Shulchanu, and the concern is Shema Yimashich. So it's not just that they will go there and that's what it ended with. The end of the road is not the gzeira. The gzeira is the reason. The reason for what? The reason why the Chum declared that we are going to assign a Shia Sukkah not with just Rav Al Vav. We are going to require a Sukkah to be Machzekes Rosh and Rosh Hashanah. Why Shem Yimashich? Because Shem Yimashich is what the driving reason for the Chachamim being Koveya. What is the Shia Sukkah? Midraban. Midraisa Shia Sukkah is Rav Al Vav. Midraban, the Shia Sukkah is Zayin. If you eat with Rav Al Vav, you yotze midaraisa. Satosa says you're not yotze midaraisa. But it's not just the Shemi Yimashich. Shemi Yimashich is just a way of teaching the sukkah to be a certain type of a sukkah, with a certain shir. We had a little bit of this in the Ramban, if you remember. The Ramban in the Muhammad, in the beginning, when he talks about, well, for Shena, you don't need a shulchan. For walking, for learning, you don't need a shulchan. The Ramban says, but it's something that you cannot be yotze, a sukkah you cannot be yotze, achila kedarka. It's not a sukkah for that, then it's not a sukkah for anything. So it could be, because you could say he means because you can't eat there, or it could be he means because you're not yotzei in that. But he was saying that the Chachamim, because of Shemi Yimashich, they said that this sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin. So the fact that the Maisa here, the Shemi Mashach is not going to be a problem. I'm not saying a little pug, I'm saying it a little different way. Not just a Gzeira. A Gzeira is a little means it's a Gzeira. Once you make a Gzeira, then you're not going to make exceptions. I'm saying a different part. That the Gzeira was the basis for the Chachamim to establish that this now is now our Shir Sukkah. This is why you have many mentions later in the Sugyas later on that the Balamor is Meramis to this Kasha. The Gemara talks about the Shir Dolphin thing, Zayin Tfachim. It sounds like Gemara Slater, it sounds like the Shir Sukkah is Zayin. What do you mean? The Shir is only Vav? There's a Shemi Mashach on top of that. No, the Shemi Mashach now becomes now the extended Shir. Granted, it could be the Rabbanan. Of the Zayin, Vav would have sufficed Midoraisa. The Chachamim require Zayin. Why Shemi Mashach? But what was it that they said? They declared, you need now Shir Zayin. If that's the Chachamim's Takana, then it's not going to help you that the Shulchan is in a big Sukkah. Right now, the Shir Sukkah has to be Zayin because of Shemi Mashach. Yeah.
If we follow that, wouldn't it be then, if the Shir is big enough, it doesn't matter where the Shulchan is, even if the Shulchan is sitting outside, because it was only on the Shir.
No, then you get into the other question. Do we hold like Bishamay and the other issue? Understand? That's the other question. If you hold like Bishamay and the other issue, then you have to, or then there's a separate Gzeira. In other words, I'm talking about the Rif Shemi Mashach on requiring Machzekes Shulchanah. On the other issue, the Gzeira stands alone. In other words, there is a Gzeira Shemi Mashach. That's it in the Yeshiva Sukkah.
It's,
it'll come out like this. Right. That the Shemi Mashach that's relevant in both cases. But the Shemi Mashach in a large Sukkah is to disqualify the Achila. Ki ilu lo achal b'sukkah. And the Shemi Yimashich in the Sukkah Ketana is to disqualify the Shir Sukkah. That you're onto something, right? You're saying it's one reason, but it's doing something different. But that's true anyway. In the second case, in the case of a big Sukkah, it's a Pesul in the Yeshiva. And here it's not Pesul in the Yeshiva; it's a Pesul in the fact that you can use such a Sukkah. But you're saying it that becomes the Shir Sukkah now. Okay, I thought we would start the Gemara, so we'll do it tomorrow. Mr. Shem, I'll try to talk a little bit about Micah. And you can, if you did it already, you can do other inyanim, you can do inyan Yom. We'll do a little bit of this tomorrow, and then we'll have you leave the rest after Yantip. There'll be Shir on Thursday morning, I think. There's something, a small window of time for Shir doing inyan Yom, I guess, also for that as well. Okay.